Hola, howdy, hello. So, greetings folks, this is Sarana Narayanamurthy and welcome to the Mind Business. So today, I'm here to tell you a story that happened just yesterday and the one that shifted my whole perspective and gave me unlimited strength that everything is going to work out well. Sometimes you might have experienced when we were looking for a sign from universe. It gives you some signs, some totally unrelated signs. But the one that totally affirms that you get what you want and what you want is exactly what you desired. Because if you don't really deserve something, you really wouldn't wish for it. The universe or the world by itself is a wish-granting machine. It never lets you think something that you don't really deserve. The creator do not want to disappoint us, correct? Nobody wants to create something just for the sole purpose of disappointing it. So if you're in this position, wherein let's say, you feel something has gone by, or something has left you, or if you left something, you give up on something, and you're thinking, why did I give up, or was it really necessary for me to give up? Then think about it this way. Did you really try that hard for it? Or did you really need it that badly? Because today, the story that I'm going to tell you is very simple and as simple as everything in life can get, but the most profound. So hear me out. Around 2.5 weeks back, I went to a store and I saw a frame. A frame that would perfectly garnish the wall of a household. But when I saw that, I could see that it was too big for my wall, but I really loved the picture. I was holding to it for a few minutes and then I was carrying it with me for a little bit around and then I realized, okay, I already have too many frames on my wall. So maybe I'll look at it the next time. Maybe sometime later, not now. And then I left it at the store and I walked out. But ever since that, there have been a few moments where I just thought to myself, maybe I should go back to that store and get that frame. I loved it somewhere. That intention stayed with me, a little deeper with me. And then as days went on, yesterday, I went to the same store because I was really determined that I'm going to get the frame. I was running to the same shelf where I saw that frame. But to my surprise, everything was sold out. Everything was sold out and that shop replaced that entire section with devotional frames. Oh God. The frame that I chose was minimalistic, was something that's elegant and something that was a form of an abstract art. And now it's gone and it was replaced with devotional pictures. As much as the new pictures were equally good, I couldn't resist the disappointment that I had from missing that one thing. My mind just bashed me out with a series of comments asking, "Were you so lame to actually let it pass by when you were holding it on your arms? You can't just dismiss an opportunity and expect it will be sitting out there waiting for you, right?" My mind gave me every other thought and in one point it even told me, maybe you didn't deserve it or maybe you didn't want it enough, you know? The grapes are always sour, just like the fox told when it couldn't have the grapes. Or 100 other things, maybe it wasn't meant for you. As disappointed as I was, I did walk out of the store. For the next 2 hours, I couldn't smile because somewhere, though it was a very small picture and though I didn't obsess much over it, a sense of desperation, a sense of disappointment, a sense of I couldn't have it washed all over me. I couldn't stop myself from thinking about it and once I crossed the store again on my way back, I had a very, very deep desire. Go in and search it once again. I went into the store, searched every shelf with a picture frame, no matter whether it's small or medium or large, I searched every other shelf and I didn't find it. The disappointment was too severe. But this time, accompanying the disappointment, there was another sense which said, it is there, it is there. A sense of your heart beating out aloud, a sense of a deepest intuition telling, it is there out for you, go search for it. I didn't know where to search. I really didn't know where to search. But at that time, near the, let's say, like a warehouse part of the store, there was a bunch of art frames which was plastered together. I was a bit unsure whether it was the new arrivals or was it the earlier ones that were not sold out but a little damaged and so on. So when I asked the store manager, he mentioned that those are pieces that were a little abrupt and a little damaged actually. So I thought, okay, I really do not want damaged goods. So I just walked past it, but my heart still beat out aloud. I could almost hear it, and it was a deeper sensation. I couldn't stop myself from doing it. I just barged into it. I told, let me just check it out. And to my surprise, the third picture that I kept my hand on was this frame. Trust me when I say this, I couldn't understand what that feeling was. It was a feeling of elated happiness or a feeling of, wow, it was actually there. More than me seeing the painting, the one image that I got was this. The one emotion I had was this. I felt it and I actually got it. My intuition didn't lie to me. My heart didn't lie to me. It actually guided me where exactly that picture was. It wasn't a remarkable picture if you actually take that into consideration. It wasn't a Picasso art. It wasn't something that's, if I tell you that there was a great story behind that, trust me, there wasn't. It's a very normal picture, but the one that I held closer, the one how, without any reason, I got a deeper, maybe commitment, or maybe an attachment, or maybe whatever it is to. I've been having this since childhood. Ever, if I wanted a picture, I need it. If I wanted something, I need it. If I want something, I get it. But this one was so different that my heart literally led me to where the picture was. When I crossed that heap of frames, I could sense a deeper feeling. Go dig in. It's as if the subconscious is telling me, it's right there. You need to just see it. You need to just put your hands on it. And when I lifted it, yes, it was a little damaged. There was some air pockets inside it. Like, it's an artwork anyway. So maybe when there is a little water droplet on it, and there will be air pockets. So that picture did have some air pockets, but it was so insignificant that if you actually hang it on a wall, you won't even notice it from the place where you're sitting. So I couldn't, there wasn't another decision to make. I told, let me take it. And I actually got a discount for that being a little damaged in there. But what mattered was, now when I put it on my room, when I actually sit in from the desk and when I see that picture, every time it reminds me of not the pictures, not the air pockets, but it reminds me that if I want something, I can get it. If I want something, if I have the desire, all I need to do is tune myself in, go chase it, or sometimes just wish for it. Because in this case, I didn't search for it. I didn't do a lot of things. I just looked through all the shelves and I told myself, maybe I need it. Maybe I loved it. And today I have it. I really have it. And that's an affirmation for me. That picture, it's a picture of a lady with a beautiful hat. But now the only thing that reminds me is, it's not the lady, it's not the elegance, it's not the aesthetics of it. But the only thing that picture reminds me is this. If you need something, you will get it. What's meant for you will definitely find its own way. Even if you try to walk past it, you will not. Because what's meant for you is always yours. Every time it will be yours. The dreams you dream, the things you love, the experiences you want to have. Every other thing. If you need something, you will have it. And today, I had mine. So I believe this will be an affirmation for you too, from the lady with the hat. Or from the host of this podcast. But dear, first, most certainly, try. Just try. It's the least you can do. And trust me, follow your heart. Because if you don't, your heart will remind you a million times that something in life is missing. So with that being said, I wish you get anything in life that you wanted. Just like the way I got this picture. And I'm on the way to get everything else. With much gratitude, with much happiness, and with a lot of pleasure looking at the lady on the hat picture. Signing off from you now, Saranya Narayanamurthy.